Hi, I'm Eric Kahn, a Senior Program Manager in the Data Platforms Group. In this video, I'm going to introduce you Microsoft SQL Operations Studio. Let's start. First, I will introduce you SQL Operations Studio, then demos as a developer, and then run demos as ops. SQL Operations Studio is now in public preview. Ops Studio is a tool for developers and ops. It is designed to empower database development and operational management practices. Ops Studio is lightweight and free. It runs on Windows, macOS, and Linux with exactly the same user experience to develop and manage SQL Server running anywhere, Azure SQL DB, and DW. Let's run demos. All right, the beauty is that the group and the connection settings are stored in settings file. You can share that with your team members, or you can bring it around in your USB. We are going to evolve the server, groups, and the connection registration concept into next level in coming updates. One is you can execute queries against your group of the servers in the group. And also you can bring the groups and the server list from CMS if you use that. There are other features like you can browse your files in your project. You can search it. We even have a GitHub source control integration here. All right, nowadays, if you use a Docker or Linux, a SQL Server running on that Linux, then you would interact with those environments very often. In SQL Ops Studio, by pressing Control tilde, it brings up integrated terminal. I'm using Docker for my SQL Server instances running on my local laptop. So let's do Docker PS. Here we go. You can use SSH to connect your Linux servers. And if you have a test running, then you can run the test right in the integrated terminal. Let's try that one. Here we go. So as a developer, you have many flexibility of using integrated terminal to interact with your environment. Today, as a developer, I got a work item that says that one of our stored procedures has a problem. As you saw, after I run my test, I can realize that there is a website schema and insert customer order schema stored procedure has an issue. So as a developer, let's fix that. If you go to the SQL Server connection, expand it to the database, it has an Object Explorer integrated in. So you can expand it and browse the detail of your schema object. There is more. If you click Database and click Manage, it brings up Dashboard. So what was our stored procedure's name? Let's just type and insert. Here we go. The Manage Dashboard has a search widget that you can easily find your tables, stored procedure, and so on. All right? So what's in there? You can script as a create and take a look at the content of a stored procedure. Here we go. So this is the stored procedure that has a problem. So as a developer, what we do is that we have to look at the code and then try to figure out what's happening. And there is a table called sales in the schema sales orders table. What's in there? So what you need to do is that just make a connection to your database like this and right click on any object that you want to take a look at more. And there I go to definition and pick definition. Let's click pick definition. All right. So by clicking the pick definition, I can see all the definition of the object within my editor. I can easily take a look at and find the references on the table and views and so on within the editor. Likewise, what you have experienced it in other languages. Double-clicking the object name, you can actually see all the definition in full editor screen. All right, after you finish fixing your bug, don't forget to check in. So let's simulate it. If I just save the file, here we go. Now you can check in the code into GitHub and then push it directly from Ops Studio. All right, now let's run the demo as an ops. So I'm going to switch Ops Studio to another instance. Remember, you can run many instances of SQLOps Studio on your laptop. It's a lightweight, so it's fully supported. So I'm going to another instance of SQLOps Studio and take a look at it's opening in different folder. This is my ops project that I can monitor my server. So if I go to a server and expand, all right, let's go to the same database. All right, if I open up a manage dashboard again, ooh, look at that. There are query store, chart, table space usage. It's all graphical chart representation, and it has active connections. You remember? For the same database, when I opened it in the developer's project, it just had two widgets, which was search and tasks, right? You can set up dashboard as you wish. It's fully customizable, and you can set up, you know, any way that you wish using our dashboard settings feature. We call it Manage with Insight. I will show you what it means. So first, you can look at the server's health and the state in a at a glance view. But that's not all, right? You want to take a look at what is the detail. You can click Show Details on each widget. Boom, there is the details. By clicking each of items, then you can take a look at what is happening in there. So let's find the query that's taking a really long time. So here we go. And there is a query plan. And I can right click, copy cell, and open up a new editor by pressing Control N and paste it there. All right, let's save it. As a SQL plan extension and name it as slow query. All right, by doing so, it opens up show plan viewer. Isn't it nice? If you save those SQL plan in a file, then you can just double click it and open the show plan like this and look at the detail of what's happening. Right now, the show plan shows execution plan only. In upcoming updates, we also add actual show plan as well. All right, that is not all. So you wonder how you can build this Insight widget. I'll show you. So click a Run Query. It opens up the query and all the detail in the result view. I believe every one of ops have a DMB queries and a query that can pull health in the status of the SQL Server instance in the database, right? How do we visualize it? Well, we have save it as Excel. Save it as an Excel and a draw chart in the Excel. Wait, there's a better way. There's one more button down there, view as chart. Let's click it. Here we go. By just clicking the button, your query result will be represented in the visual format. There's a horizontal bar type, count, image. You can also have a R result in image as well. And because it has a time value, we can use time series. And you can put legend on top of it and play with it, all right? Once you have the chart visualized using your own query, you can save it as image, or you can pin it on your own dashboard. To do so, you just create Insight. Here we go. This is settings that goes into your dashboard settings. I will show you how you can do that. Just to copy this file and press F1 to bring command palette and type in open workspace setting or user settings. Workspace setting opens up all the settings that defines the dashboard configuration. What you need to do is then just to paste it in there. If you save it and open a dashboard again, your widget will show up on the dashboard. Remember, the dashboard is fully configurable and customizable. And these two widgets are what I have created for myself. Bring your own insight query and render that into a chart. If you have a feedback, just press the smiley icon here and let us know. If you have an issue, submit a bug. And if you like it, dislike it, just press smile button. Great! SQL Operations Studio is now in public preview, and you can download it and try it. Go to aka.ms/SQL Ops Studio. Download, try, and give us your feedback. Thank you very much.